With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The government shutdown is a step closer to ending. Last night, the Senate took a procedural vote, and Republicans, with the help of eight Democrats, advanced a bill to fund the government through January.
Democrats are coalescing around a bipartisan agreement to fund the government. Some, however, are still resisting. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer emerged from an evening caucus meeting telling reporters, "I'm voting no," as he walked to the Senate floor.
Therefore, I must vote no.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the time has come to put the shutdown behind us.
From the truly precarious situation we are in with regard to air travel to the fact that our staffs have been working without pay for a full 40 days now, all of us, Republicans and Democrats, who support this bill know that the time to act is now.
Bernie Bennett, Washington.
And once the Senate takes a final vote, assuming it passes the bill, the measure will go to the House. If approved there, it goes to President Trump. Meantime, the shutdown continues to mess with the travel plans of many Americans.
Air travel remains a headache for travelers after U.S. airlines canceled more than 2,000 flights on Sunday, in addition to more than 7,000 flight delays. Federal food assistance for tens of millions of people is also being delayed, and tens of thousands of federal workers are still going unpaid.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, the number of flight delays or cancellations so far today topping 2,500. According to FlightAware.com, last night a federal appeals court ruled the administration must fully fund SNAP food assistance. It will have to happen soon unless the Supreme Court has other ideas and intervenes. President Trump raising the idea of many Americans getting a $2,000 per person tariffs dividend check. It is not a done deal, just a proposal that he mentioned on Truth Social. Wall Street this morning, futures higher across the board. Dow futures up 184 points. The Nasdaq futures ahead 349. This is SRN News. Americans are reading the Bible.
According to a poll conducted by the Barna Group, weekly Bible reading amongst adults has climbed to 42%, up 12 points from last year. The survey also reveals that young people are leading the surge. Nearly 50% of Generation Z and millennials are consulting the scriptures at least once a week now. However, the Barna poll also reveals that a portion of the folks reading the Bible regularly don't really accept its authority, but at least they're interested. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Anti-Defamation League, which combats anti-Semitism, has launched an initiative to track the policies and personnel appointments of incoming New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani. The ADL says the goal is to protect Jewish residents across the five boroughs during a period of unprecedented anti-Semitism in New York City. Many Jews are concerned about Mamdani, who is a harsh critic of Israel. New York City, with the largest Jewish population of any American city. This is SRN News. Well, President Trump has done something that a U.S. president has not done in quite a long time.
President Donald Trump has become the first sitting president in nearly a half century at a regular season NFL game. He attended the Washington Commanders contest against the Detroit Lions on Sunday. House Speaker Mike Johnson was among those who joined Trump in a suite at Northwest Stadium. Before the president's arrival, he flew over the stadium in Air Force One. Only two other times did a president go to an NFL game during the regular season while in office: Richard Nixon in 1969 and Jimmy Carter in 1978. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaum.
China is accelerating its drive to attract skilled tech talent from abroad. Beijing announcing a new visa scheme aimed at wooing foreign professionals in science and tech. It's the K visa, similar to the H-1B visa in the U.S. More details, SRNNews.com.